ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Baby, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Napa. Napa know-how. You know what I'm talking about. Napa Auto Parts, yeah. Wow, what a show we have. Hal Sparks and I were just finishing our domestic discussion. And yes. any exes know how that goes. It's about child care and, you know.
I don't view us as exes. I view us as on again, off again. I think that's a much healthier way to look at it because it's sort of closer to the truth since I'm dog watching.
Yes. We're more in a toxic cycle.
Exactly.
Welcome to my life. It is the... Chris laughing particularly hard over there.
Uh-huh.
StephanieMiller.com.
I've been there, Hal.
I know you have. And Hal.
Oh, I had to move to New York because he gets so whiny about naked tickle fights. Whatever.
It's not...
Get off me. I can't breathe, you crazy bitch.
Right.
You know, stuff.
But, you know, once you start using utensils, it's not fair. I'm totally fine with the hands if you keep it in the flesh zone. But it's when you start bringing a apparendi, you know, just like some other stuff, objects that I'm like,
right.
Does that require batteries?
Hal Spark, it's all cattywampus. Hal has been traipsing about the Orient, being a deadbeat doggy dad, depriving my dogs of their male role model. So he's here for Hump Days with Hal on Thursdays.
Huh?
I know.
He'll be here all 3 hours with us.
I'm confused.
I know.
Look, is it ever a bad day for
you're
humping?
You're confused. My dogs they don't know what's going on. All right, so this is literally what we were doing on a national radio show while we're preparing to go on air, is Hal and I were just taking care of a few domestic issues. Hal Sparks will be filling in for us on vacation, not next week, the week after.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And it actually is like a single white female because he will be living in my apartment, taking care of my dogs, and hosting my radio show.
Yes, sleeping in your bed, just using your ovation cell therapy.
By the way, people here
doing
in the New York studio said they will alert me when you start showing up in my clothing. So just don't think.
Right. Well, how will they know? They'll be under mine.
You'll get your hair fixed just like hers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. I'll be like Kim Novak in Vertigo.
Yes.
But I'll be doing it to myself. I will be both Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak.
But in Single White Female, didn't the neighbor get a stiletto in the eye?
This is true.
Yeah.
So if you're
is only going to be funny until someone gets a stiletto in the eye.
Sure. If the stompy people upstairs don't, you know, watch it, they're going to get their little
You have stompy people upstairs?
Yeah.
Well, it's New York. You know, we all have stompy people upstairs.
That's true.
Know?
Even if you live on one story, there are people, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Superheroes,
people from
cops,
next door
the
come
Matrix.
Over to stomp.
Superheroes.
Exactly. It's like that Broadway show, Stomp, all the time.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoie, voice deity Jim Moore, to me, Stephanie Miller. Hal Sparks will be video screaming on HalSparks.com.
It's true.
Yes. All 3 hours. And you've heard, Hal, what a show we have today. We have comedian Kate Clinton, Representative Ron Kind, and, ladies and gentlemen, Lily Tomlin.
Wow.
Yes.
Comedy royalty will be on the big show today. So, anyway, so strap yourselves in. All right. It's a tickle fight. The whole, by the way, listener Ken has in Cleveland has reappeared with a tickle fight montage for Mama. Let's get the show off to a big start with a
tickle fight. Tickle fight. Tickle fight. Tickle fight.
Tickle fight. Four guys jumped on top of me like an orgy in Caligula.
This is Sparta!
I grabbed the guy. I groped a male scoundrel.
What's that mean? Did we have...
No. Don't be silly. It was all hands.
I did. Not only did I grope him, I tickled him until he couldn't breathe.
Wow.
He poked his finger in my chest while I was taking a shower.
Woo-hoo!
Tickle fights. Tickle fights.
Tickle fight.
Tickle fight.
Tickle fight.
Tickle fight.
Okay, you're a fireman coming out over here. Bring a hose over here. We're standing with hoses.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Tickle fight.
The whole schmizzle.
Tickle fight. 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 Tickle fight.
This ain't exactly a Dunkin' Donut fest.
This is Sparta!
All right, thank you, Ken.
That was weird.
There's
Hal Sparks. Go ahead.
A special kind of weird. That's all I wanted to say. When people just go off that deep end, and it was great seeing the right baited into supporting this guy.
Yes.
That was the most beautiful part.
Just the look on Glenn Beck's face alone.
It's so unfair. It's disgusting. You know, men, and then like, wait a minute. I came down on the wrong side of this. You're actually very, very weird.
Yeah. Wow, this story just gets weirder and weirder, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is your take on this? I'm just guessing that perhaps on the set of Queer as Folk, there are tickle parties, but
Not like this.
Is this a straight guy thing? I'm a little confused when
that's
in the Navy or at 50th birthday parties for men.
Yeah, that's one. I think that stops being a guy thing at, like, I don't know, eight? Yes,
yeah.
Chris and I were doing these straight guy, gay man back and forth on what's the actual numerical value on this.
Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 years old would be about when that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he made the mistake of saying, ask the 10,000 guys that I served with in the Navy. Oh,
whoa.
And so someone did. Yeah, according to Peter Clark, a Navy shipmate, Massa was notorious for making unwanted advances toward subordinates. He tells the story of his friend Stuart Borsch, with whom Massa shared a hotel room while on leave during the first Gulf War. Stuart's at the edge of the bed, and Massa starts massaging him.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to get one of my special massages. He called them Massa massages.
Oh, dude.
No. Another Navy shipmate and Borsch's roommate confirmed Borsch told him this story at the time. Borsch did confirm in an email that he was groped by Massa. He said, I awakened. This is when it always happens, doesn't it, Chris, when one person is unconscious?
Well, yeah, that's what happened to that GOP guy in Indiana.
Yes.
You know, woke up and...
He said he tripped and the other guy's, you know, ends up in his mouth.
Somehow. Yeah.
And the other guy was like, well, I was sleeping.
Sleeping.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a tickle party when the other party is unconscious. There's no such thing as massaging someone in their sleep either. It's not.
I thought I was doing you a favor.
Yeah, see, and now Chris, Massa has ruined it for Democrats, because I was saying at least that could be our campaign slogan, is Democrats, we have sex with people that are conscious. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because it normally had been a Republican thing, but
right.
Now it appears to be bipartisan. Oh, well. In 1990, aboard the USS Jouet, I was awakened when a senior officer, Lieutenant Commander Massa, seemed to be groping me. By the way, can I just say groping? Really a male thing? Groping, not enjoyable, I don't think, to anybody of any sex. Groping, no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys are like, no, you're not kneading dough. It's just the one part. Just touch the one part. Not the whole thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you go station to station. You know what I mean? Not to use too many naval terms. But I think it's an important distinction.
Groping,
you know?
it's like being pawed with oven mitts on. No.
Right. That's true.
Just try to focus on the good part.
Right. Yeah. We don't need to. My elbows are fine. This is not.
Ow, you're on my hair.
Right.
Anyway, he says he seems to be groping me. I believe he may have been drinking. I shouted at him and he left. I mentioned the incident to several other officers. I did not officially report it. And then there's the other one, the guy on the top bunk. That apparently reported awakening, and he was trying to snorkel him, which I...
Snorkel?
What?
What is that? Is what? That something I don't know about?
Sounds fun, though.
I think we...
If you're up for it, I mean.
Can kind of guess what trying to snorkel someone means.
No, we can't.
He was opening his pants trying to... You know!
Wait, who was... That's snorkeling?
I've never heard that term for snorkeling.
Is that him just curling up over the top?
It must be a salty Navy thing.
I guess so. Criminy.
Criminy's fakes. But, you know, hell, the sad part of this is I finally watched, Chris, the Larry King.
Yes.
That is really sad, his reaction on being asked if he's gay. And Larry, God bless him, because I know Larry very well, and he's just, you know, he's a good-hearted guy. He's just a little befuddled by
right.
The whole thing. He just is like, well, yeah, you said you groped a man. and he's like, you know, and I loved it. My favorite part was actually, well, why is it relevant that you, so you were in the, it's a guy's only thing in the shower. So Rahm Emanuel's, I mean, you in the shower, you're naked. Yeah. Watching this whole discussion.
Wow.
So, well, why is it relevant? Of course you're naked. It's a guy, it's a shower and there's guy.
Right.
And he's like, well, it's, you know, very awkward. When have you had a political conversation with a naked man? Larry goes, never.
Larry doesn't go to the gym. Mm. So.
But anyway, I just, the whole reaction on, are you gay? And he just was like, what? No, that's
what
an
absurd notion.
I'm not going to answer that. And it's an insult to gay people. I'm like, what? Why is it?
It's an insult to snorkelers everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I still don't get why it's an insult to gay people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
And unless he's just a terrible gay person. You know what I mean? Like, he's just bad at being gay. And I think that may be the case. You know what I mean? Like, he's just, like, he hasn't really figured out the mechanics yet. Mm-hmm. He's snorkeling people against their will. He's groping. That's not, you know.
Whatever snorkeling is.
Don't pretend not to know anymore, Chris. It's embarrassing to us both. Oh. I now know what it is.
All right, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm over there. Come what? On.
What? I don't understand, Father. What is this behavior that they're doing? I don't want to sleep
Listen,
in the upstairs bunk anymore.
Hal, you know I am an ex-Catholic girl, as my, you know, shoulders always go up to my ears every time you're in. So I am a little
heavy.
I am a little shy.
Yeah.
You had to want some, well, you remember when the whole teabagger stories broke, Chris? You did actually have to show me a picture on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I
also had to explain to you what that thing with the salad is.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Did not know that.
No, you did not know that.
Well, again, I had to deal with the fact that on Queer as Folk, I was not aware that gay men had sex facing each other until I'd been on the show. That just didn't seem, it wasn't something I put a lot of thought into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember that one scene with what's his name, Brian and the blonde kid. I was like, oh, really?
Well, my thought was, owie. You know, it just seemed like there's some gear that needs clearing, and I didn't understand.
I don't remember that pose in yoga. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, this parts of this area are really delicate, not gropey at all. So I don't get how you can just kind of go with abandon, let's just say, in that sense.
Yes. Understand.
Right.
All right, 17, let's just, hold on, let's just stop there now. It's 18 minutes after the hour, back with more of a Naked Tickle Fights and much more as we continue Hump Days with Hal on Thursday.
Huh?
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, I see, because Hal and I had a little extramarital spat. So
yes.
We didn't communicate. Now I have to hire a dog sitter for one night because I didn't ask him in advance when he's coming to do child care, when he's hosting the show for me a week after next.
Look, the judge just gave you all the rights and left me with nothing. Now I have to go to one of those services for men who've been divorced.
Do you know how much a dog sitter costs in New York City? $1 billion a night.
Just leave the back door open like you did when you first moved in.
Yeah. They'll prowl on.
What's up about that?
What?
They'll prowl on like werewolves in the night.
Yeah.
No one will hurt them, trust me. They will be completely safe.
All right. 24 minutes after the hour, it is Hump Days with Hal Sparks on Thursday. I know.
Huh?
It's, yes, he's been traipsing about other places.
It's true.
And he was on a cruise with Rachel Maddow, too.
Yeah.
Oh, did she go on the liberal radio?
She did.
Oh, I wondered where she was.
You were sorely missed, and everybody kept walking up to me and saying, you know, first of all, if she just eats some ginger, she'll be fine. And then the other part was everybody was wearing these little wristbands that push on this one pressure point on your wrist that gets rid of your motion sickness.
Yep.
Oh, I have that. It's not, well, it's a buzzy watch. It's from, what is it called? Sharper Image, Chris, right? It has it like shocks you in your wrist every few seconds.
Oh, good Lord.
So I could have gone, but it would have been a week of,
we wouldn't want that.
No.
Yeah, I've done it on short little, like, boat things. Like, I can do a little short, whatever, a speedboat thing. But, yeah, for a week, that's a little, Gitmo.
They were just wearing these little simple elastic wristbands that just push on it. There's no electrical shock at all. I think you would have been fine. I'm just saying we would, you know, if it happens again, you should go. It would be,
Where was the cruise? And who was there? And tell me all the gossip.
It was the Mexican Riviera. We were down Mexico way.
Just like the Love Boat.
Yes, precisely.
It
was the Love Boat.
So you were on it. Rachel Maddow. Who else?
It was me and David Bender, who was Rachel's...
Love him.
Yes, Rachel's political guru in the early days of her radio show. Ron Reagan. Unfortunately, Howard Dean had to step away and was not allowed to, able to come because he was working on the whip count for health care reform.
That's right.
So
yes.
he stayed behind, which was fine. But Pete McCloskey was there, who, you know, is probably...
By the way, the big news is Howard Dean says, yes, this is going to pass.
Yeah.
Last night I saw him on...
Well, 40... I think it's 40 now. People have signed a letter that they will vote for health care reform in the Senate, signing the letter. So it's working. It's very... It's a really good sign. And then who else was there? That Carrie Harrison, who you know very well.
That's right.
A good crowd all over, and then
awesome.
Yeah,
was a good time had by all. Are there any? Do you have any Rachel Maddow gossip? She's a famous mixologist. Was she mixing drinks for everybody?
She was. She was actually the onboard alcohol correspondent in many ways.
She was Isaac.
Yeah, she was Isaac the bartender. She was the modern. If they remade the Love Boat, she would be Isaac this time around.
Did she get drunk and yell bad things about Joe Scarborough or Pappy Gannon? One can only hope.
No, because she has a tolerance that is inhuman. She drinks like Karen Allen in Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know what I mean? When just when you think she's going to keel over, the big fat guy she's drinking against, you know, goes, Pestore.
And then she puts another drink on him.
Exactly.
She sets her drink up. She uses them as a coffee table.
She did ridicule me for my non-alcoholic mocktails, though.
Oh.
Yeah, she did mock me for my mocktails in a cute and supportive way. But only because I beat her at basketball and shuffleboard. And I know she will argue with this fact, but I sank the backwards granny shot in basketball.
Wow.
From mid-court, I guess, if there was really a court. We were playing on the roof of a boat. And then shuffleboard, we made up our own rules. It was so funny because none of us were like, let's play shuffleboard. It's a ship. This is what you do. And then we're all standing there with the gear going, how does this work?
What is this?
And none of the old people would tell us. Nearly everyone on there was an octogenarian. This is, you know, this is not so much the Love Boat as the...
It's an old person secret. It's Yahtzee is the gateway game.
Exactly.
And then you have to learn that first, and then you know how to play shuffleboard.
If you don't know, we can't tell you. It's like the 33rd level Mason. They tell you when you're 78 years old. And most of them never made it to the upper deck because some of these people were super old. That are so dry they'll go up like a tinderbox.
Yeah.
You know, I have to stay out of the sun or I'll burst into flames.
Oh.
Yeah. It was crazy. I think I solved the immigration problem. I think all the people from Mexico are coming up here not to get work but to escape all the old people we're dumping down there in cruise ships three boats.
Please, we have a zillion casts of Cocoon down here. Stop.
Exactly.
For the love of God.
It was like the roadshow of Cocoon. So, yeah.
29 minutes after the hour. Back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, when I get into a rut, I whip out my naughty underwear. Makes me feel sexy. Until about 4 o'clock when I realize no one's ever going to see it.
And Hal Sparks blew my whole mystique. I wanted people to think that I sleep in a negligee and pumps. And then he had to reveal that I sleep in flannel dog pajamas. And
yeah, but...
Went the rest of my aura.
See, you have to assume... You have kind of a 1950s idea of what sexy is, though. Because I come from a generation where the you know, like the flannel bottoms and a tank top, that's the hotness.
Excuse me, did you just say you came from a generation?
No,
like I'm in an entirely different generation?
No, I said you're using that standard. I didn't say you're from there. I just think you...
I am not one of your fans!
That's not what I meant. That's not where I was going. I was just saying, I like what you wear.
Thank you. We're in that phase of the relationship where you can't say anything, right?
We can't communicate. That's what it is. We're talking at cross purposes. Nothing I say is right. Sorry.
Oh, all right. By the way, this just in. Chris, I have the fun facts for all y'all. All you.
Oh.
You guys are so.
We can't talk about snorkeling.
No,
sure
we can't. No, we can't.
Listen, there's an Urban Dictionary definition.
Yeah, we know. We just read it on this end.
Well, you asked what it is.
Oh.
Snorkeling. Thank you.
Don't.
Yeah. Variation of the Roman war helmet. Hmm? I hadn't heard that one either.
Wow. Roman war helmet?
Yes, that's the alternate.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This maneuver is performed by placing your over the eyes of your partner.
It's the lower
hat. You're two.
There's two. See?
The jewels.
Yes.
Forming a mask. Then the breathing apparatus is formed by placing the end of your in the receiver's
mouth.
This maneuver is preferably performed in water, bathtub, hot tub, pool. So, NASA did it wrong anyway. It's not in a bunk. It's what they call it. It's the Navy. It's supposed to be in.
So maybe that's what
maybe
makes
that's it, Hal. Maybe that's why he said that this was bad for gay people. Because gay people were like, what? You don't know. That's not how you snorkel.
Exactly. If you're going to do it right.
For the love of God. Oh. You're a bad gay.
Right. Stephanie, it's still the breakfast hour in all areas of the United States.
Right. Well, listen, it has become part of the national discussion. I am just helping.
Yeah.
I'm a helper.
That's true. It did enter, during dinner time, I suppose, was the hour that it was actually thrust upon the American people.
So to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
They already had it for dinner last night. And a lot of people were like, honey, what's snorkeling? And I'm just saying.
I'm sure more.
As John Conyers calls it, this is the Stephanie Miller newscast, and this is where you learn things.
I'm sure more people than usual snorkeled last night.
just
because
give it a
they
shot.
Found out hey, what it was.
Right. Honey, let's try that.
Yeah. I don't think anybody says that. I think somebody wakes up to it in the easy chair. I should have never leaned the chair back.
Damn it.
Trying to watch
this
the game.
Barca lounger goes too far back. I can't defend myself.
Where's the right-wing PMRC crowd that complained about when Like a Virgin came out? They're like, now I have to explain to my daughter what a virgin is. Stupid Madonna, stupid pop culture, blah, blah. And then this guy comes out and goes, yeah, we were snorkeling. Where's the right-wing outrage?
Where's Tipper Gore?
Yeah, going, I don't have to explain what my child what snorkeling is in that context. Or a Roman helmet, for that God's sake.
You want to know my favorite moment that I've ever had on television?
Yes.
You remember this, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the Bill Clinton impeachment when I was hosting Equal Time on CNBC.
Yes.
And Jerry Falwell, the very Reverend Jerry Falwell, was the guest. And he was like, oh, Stephanie, I don't want to have to explain to my grandchildren what oral sex is. And I said, well, I don't think you need to worry about that. They already know because of Jimmy Swaggart and Reverend Baker.
Oh snap.
And then we were out of time. Like, oh, but we're out of time. But thanks, Reverend Triple Chin.
Yeah. Oh, you did a Wolf Blitzer on him.
Yeah.
We'll have to leave it there. After that great big... After Reverend Swaggart and Reverend Baker, I think the kids all know about the BJs. But thanks for checking in on that.
Right. By the way, in the chat room, everyone's going, good one, Steph, across
thank
the board
you.
And enjoying that quite thoroughly.
Thank you, chat room.
Enjoy your wit.
Yes,
well,
the chat room is...
It's one of the many reasons why I no longer host a television show. That and mentioning to Oliver North that perhaps he wasn't the best person to talk about Bill Clinton lying to Congress.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying,
mm-hmm.
given his history. And apparently, things like that just aren't done on television. You're not supposed to bring things like that up.
He didn't take too kindly to being called a convicted felon.
He did not.
No.
Apparently, it was overturned on a technicality. So technically, I was incorrect. Sort of.
But he was once a convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, once a convicted felon, always a convicted felon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no filter. I'm. that's the problem there.
Hence the definition of snorkeling this morning.
Wow.
Well, because I know people are sitting around going,
what
is it exactly?
Inform me, Stephanie Miller.
I needed a picture. I couldn't even get the description of teabagging. I didn't even get until,
sure.
I had to actually see the, oh my goodness, well then. All right.
How do you dovetail away from that?
You don't.
Yeah, okay.
You just change the subject outright.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel to stop assigning deadlines to Congress for finishing health care. She told in a meeting apparently yesterday, she told Emanuel to cool it. I mean, I think it's good that there's not a co-ed shower because he might have poked her in the chest too.
Yeah.
Get it done. March 18th. First of all, you're naked. Stop poking me.
Is there a better time?
No.
I mean, everything else chafes.
Yeah, see,
Hal and
Stephanie
wouldn't start
in the ditch. When we start in the ditch, we just dig down further. We don't really even ever make an effort to get out.
This is us bonding. This is us getting back to where we were. We're recreating the magic.
Where it all began with the harmless, dirty talk.
Absolutely. We're going to have 24 hours together where we're in the same house. You do realize that when you come back.
Really? No.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying. There will be bridges built.
All right. The president. Is this the final? Okay, this is the final health care push. I'm serious now.
If we can have a smarter health care system, then yes, we can provide help to middle-class folks who need it, and at the same time, actually reduce the burden on taxpayers.
Can I just go on record as saying Hal Sparks, who was also accused along with me of being entirely too happy and clappy and hopey and changey, you were right.
Yes.
It's about health care.
And again, this is, you know, I don't think our side does well with the long game sometimes. I think we get a little, we get very nervous, and rightly so, because I think we've had the rug pulled out from us a few times along the way. But I mean, this has been a clear strategy for a very long time, and it's working. It's actually, this is it. And by the way, it will pass right in time for us to it to be in recent memory going into the election, which I think is better timing than if it had gone through even in November.
Yeah.
Now, I think the sooner the better, because there are people who need this legislation. They need this change in their life, so sooner the better. But as far as, you know, tactics go, you can't argue with it. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Well, I mean, and I look, the same points have been said over and over again. I saw Bill Maher on Countdown last night, and you know, he was saying what a lot of us have said: we should have started with single payer. The mistake he's made is being too bipartisan. But you know, the thing is, Hal, that is what he ran on.
Right.
I mean, I get that. You know, now with the benefit of hindsight, you go, oh, we should have just gone in and rammed it through, and I won a mandate, and this is what we're doing. But that isn't what he ran on.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of Republicans and independents voted for him, and so, you know, while I agree with you, it's been frustrating, and a lot of us do wish that he had gone in either with single payer or a public option and stuck with that. I think that, you know, as many people have said, I think this is a good bill. Is it great? No. But I think I think and hope we can strengthen it over time.
Well, the other thing, again, the strengthening over time issue is the thing, because without this bill passing, we have to go through this same process again if we ever want to try it again. Whereas once this bill gets through, a lot more can happen through reconciliation on a much grander scale. If you want to talk about
it. Right, and I disagree with Bill Maher, don't you? That I just think that the thing that this did do, I mean, yes, it's been unfortunate, but it has shown the Republicans to be what they are, to be unprecedentedly obstructionist.
Right.
But at least he looks like he gave it a chance. Mm-hmm. You know that he has tried to work with them sincerely over it. I understand we lost a lot of time with Grassley and Snow, and we didn't get anything out of it. But, you know, again, you wouldn't know that until you tried it.
Right. Yeah, everyone, and they would get to float this myth that they had better ideas. If anytime you have to tweak a bill like this, which you will have to do because of the nature of any kind of major project like this, they would be able to go, well, we had better ideas, but they never listened to them, and they would never have to state them.
And talk about the charge of being arrogant. If Obama had come in, as Bill Maher said last night, and just said, I want a mandate, and we are in crisis, and this is what we're doing, you know, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean,
they would have ran on that, and they would have, and because a lot of these things it will take a little while to build and put in place.
You would have had to write a new dictionary for words analogous with uppity.
Yeah.
Right. But a whole thesaurus for other ways to say uppity.
Yeah. So then, you know, the next, you know, the vote's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. I mean, there was even talk at one point that it was going to happen while we were on the cruise ship, that it was, you know, we were really going to cover it live there.
Wow.
I think by end
I thought
of next
Rachel
week,
Maddow was off doing something important, for God's sake. She was off playing shuffleboard with you.
We only did that
you
about...
deprived us.
Yes, of Rachel's ammo during that time. I know, I apologize. I blame myself. But
but she did a great thing, like with Bark Stupak. It's just, she does a great job exploding these myths. Like, oh, I have all these people and they're not going to, you know, it's like the gang of whatever he originally said, 20 is maybe 4.
Right.
You know.
And yeah.
I mean, it's just, and basically, it's about him getting on television, and you know, that's what kills me. Whether it's Lieberman, it's these guys with egos that are so starved for to be the center of attention, and that, you know, the whole thing hinges on them, and I think that's a myth.
Yeah, well, and they end up accomplishing nothing in the process. They really do.
Well, he accomplished one thing. He has a challenger now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and like I say, I don't know that, because look at even Massa. I mean, healthcare doesn't verge on one guy.
Right.
What?
It's
because of healthcare.
He thought mighty highly of himself when he said that all of healthcare hinged on him.
Right. which is why good...
He's snorkeling himself.
Right. He's snorkeling the American taxpayer with these policy ideas that he had.
45 minutes after the hour. Back with more on the healthcare debate. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, you snorkel a guy right.
And, what?
He's yours.
You what?
It is the snorkel. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stop it!
You can't snorkel a guy.
Snorkel me.
You can be snorkeled by a guy.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do
we'll
we need
find
to explain
out.
To you exactly?
No, I understand the mechanics. You don't have to send me pictures of everything. Besides, I've had plenty of guys in the Navy write me, like Gabby. He's a guy named Gabby, but he's...
Okay, like Gabby Hayes?
Yeah, because I was asking, what is normal male behavior? 50th birthday party, Navy, whatever. Steph, I would never say claim it's normal, but there is a fair amount of slap and tickle between men in the Navy.
Huh?
Men who would never describe themselves as gay. Common banter. How do I get out of the Navy? Suck my... And we'll both get out on the same day. That's salty sailor talk, according to Gabby. Common hazing for a new guy in a shop. The places where sailors with similar rates will meet to fix gizmos or receive orders for or five
fix
men...
Fix gizmos?
Will... Uh-huh.
Is anything like snorkeling?
Seriously. That we should add that to the urban mint.
I think they mean technical.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere. Galley. Four or five men will grab another man, wrestle him to the floor, pants him, insert the end of a grease gun.
A what?
In his... And pump him up.
What?
That sounds
apparently that
dangerous.
Happened on Gabby's ship. Yeah, that didn't sound like a lot of fun.
Mandarin in the chat room says they should have something called Don't Ask, Don't Tickle.
I was in the service before women were allowed to serve on ships, so I don't know if this behavior has ended or become worse. We were at sea for as much as 6 months at a time, so I guess it's okay to put a grease gun in a guy's and pump him up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
All right. Well, yes, I guess considering tail hook, I guess things didn't get better once women joined the Navy.
Guess not.
Wow.
Wow, those are Navy fun facts, but it's okay if you're a man and it's you're a lumberjack.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
It's okay to shove a grease gun.
All night and I work
all
day.
It's a tool.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I'm learning so many things between what Charlie Crist said. You know, he accused Marco Rubio of getting back waxed.
Mm-hmm.
He said, real men, if you're a lumberjack, you don't go to salons.
Okay.
You go to a guy named Carl in St. Petersburg, and you get an $11 haircut. That's what men do.
You pluck
don't do salon-y, spy things.
You know what I do? You pluck your own back hair one at a time, and every time you feel the pain, you scream out the name of one of your ancestors.
Something tells me that Charlie Crist has
one at a time. That's how you do it without anesthesia. Even if you're Italian.
Something tells me that Charlie Crist has seen the inside of a salon. Just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's. All right.
I have. So, I mean, it's metrosexual is you know, it used to be weird. Now it's the norm. So there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. All right. Hal and I were talking about the healthcare debate before the break. Hal, you say you think that they are going to make this March 18th deadline?
I think so. I think. I mean, it seems to be lining up that way, and especially with the number of people who have now signed on to the letter. We're at 40 now, which was they were saying that we would have true momentum at 35. So this looks really good for in the next.
Well, and did you see Congressman Grayson on last night. I mean, and I don't know, I believe he was on Ed's show, and he was talking about he's putting forth a letter about the expanding Medicare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ed was asking him, is this going to gum up the works, though? And, you know, he said, I don't think so. And this is what we've been saying from day one about Medicare for all. But I think you're right. I mean, there's a lot of people working on a lot of fronts, Alan. I think, you know, look, political courage, I know, is sometimes hard to come by. But I think you're right. There gets to be a point where there's a tipping point or there's momentum. And,
nobody wants to be on the wrong side of history, especially on something like this.
I do. Hello, Jim.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Ward.
Jim Ward, everybody.
Sorry, I was just cleaning my snorkel.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that personally. I know.
I'm guessing you and your lovely wife were exploring the whole snorkeling.
No, no.
No, okay.
They don't have to explore it. They're old hats at this
point. Invented it.
Yeah, right. Swabbing
the
deck.
See, now we're balanced.
Ooga, ooga.
Now we're fair and balanced because Jim tends to be a glass half full kind of guy, mm-hmm. or half empty kind of guy, Fal, yes. And you're half full.
Right.
Together we're a complete glass.
Exactly.
Part of this complete breakfast.
Yes.
My cup runneth over now.
Aww.
I was saying, Jim, that Bill Maher was saying the same thing you said. We should have started from single payer. We should have, you know, he should have held strong on the public option, yada, yada. But, we were just talking about that. I just think the president didn't run on that. He really ran on bipartisan outreach and got a lot of Republicans and independents to vote for him. And I don't think he could have done that. I don't think, you know, mm-hmm. he would have just gone in and said, I want a mandate and this is what we're doing.
That's not in his personality.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I hope that it seems like now he's going, okay, I've shown these people to be
right.
what they are, and now we're going forward.
And I hope he doesn't spend a year trying to win over Republicans about reining in the banks again, because those guys are up to the same shenanigans they were before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that they're already whining about, the summit was just a trick, as he said he'd give us 6 weeks now, and he didn't go 6 weeks.
The room was too big, the bill was too small. It's like Alice in Wonderland in here. The Red Queen stole my bronzer.
That's what it's a trick. It's a, he's trying to confuse them. Oh, it's a big bill. Oh, no, look, it's 11 pages. What?
One bill makes you larger.
Right. One bill.
One bill makes you small.
The president on Medicare payments.
Improper payments cost taxpayers almost $100 billion last year alone.
So? What's your point?
Yeah. That's the way you gut an entire government, is you set up government systems so that they're guaranteed right. to ruin the entire system, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. so that you complain that they're ruining the system later on if you want to get rid of them.
Right.
It's brilliant.
But here's another example of even when he has their ideas,
yes.
they're not for it anymore. He announced a new effort to crack down on waste and fraud in Medicare, Medicaid, other government programs through the expanded use of payment recapture audits. The initiative, the latest component in Obama's commitment to embrace the best ideas from both parties mm-hmm. in advancing
reform. Why does he hate
reform?
America? Trying to get rid of waste and fraud? What a bastard.
The nerve.
All right. Senator Mitch McKinless, Republican of...
We really need to pass a $2.5 trillion spending bill, raise yes. taxes, yes. and yes. slash Medicare?
Yes.
To go after fraud and abuse?
Yeah, I think we do, because the alternative is spending $11 trillion of our GDP on this when we can kind of curtail that cost and keep it down.
Medicare Part D was specifically designed to destroy Medicare.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Well, and this, as we you can't point out enough times, you know, as we said yesterday, this plan, according to really even top economists, will save $600 billion in health care costs over the next decade, reduce the deficit by $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we be walking away from it? 58 minutes after the hour, back with Kate Clinton, comedian extraordinaire,
right.
coming up next. We have a big show. We've got Lily Tomlin coming up. We have Representative Ron Kind. And we have all 3 hours of Hump Days with Hal on Thursday. What? On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, it's gonna feel good. Hey, all right now.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. The Dow is down 10 points. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, our phone numbers. It is Hump Days with Hal Sparks, all 3 hours. We are video streaming on halsparks.com.
Yeah, /livestream, or at livestream.com/Hal Sparks. Yeah. I invert the world.
Yes. It is, and the old horse-drawn website without the video is stephaniemiller.com. You can email us all on your word processors, executive producer Crystal Boyd, voice deity Jim Ward.
I'm working on fixing Miller. That. I'm working on fixing that.
Remember when computers, all they did was word processing?
Exactly. Oh. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Napa. Napa know-how. All right, we have a big hour. Lily Tomlin, comedy royalty, coming up. We have Representative Ron Kine from the great state of Wisconsin coming up next hour. But now, speaking of comedy royalty, why, it's Kate Clinton, comedian extraordinaire.
Calm down, people. Calm yourselves.
Everybody, sit down.
I'm positively snorkeling at the idea.
So, Kate, I was talking about being at a dinner party at your house the other night in New York with other liberal media elite. Mm-hmm. And I was saying it is the kind of dinner party that would make Bill O'Reilly's head explode. The head of the ACLU was there, a liberal radio host.
I know. And no comment about how delish.
About what?
How delish it was.
Oh, it was delightful.
Anybody want my massaged kale recipe?
Kale was, seriously. I've had kale flashbacks all week.
Relaxed kale? Was there a kale happy
relaxed
ending?
So, you know what's interesting, Kate? Hal Sparks is here, and he's a happy, clappy liberal like I am.
Hi, Hal.
Hi.
Oh, but, my God, and you are so tuned in. You've got streaming. You've got, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I live 500 years in the future.
I have a carrier pigeon who's tired.
But, you know, it was interesting the other night. There was, you know, a lot of people that were, let's just say, disgruntled liberals with Obama in our discussions when I was talking at your party.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on that? Because I know, you know, people feel like he hasn't moved quickly enough on gay rights. Some people feel like, you know, he hasn't gone the right way on health care. Where are you on? Because, you know, I know you're very politically involved.
Well, I think that I was totally prepared to be disappointed in the Obama administration. I was looking forward to it after the 8 years of despair where you'd go out to dinner with people and somebody'd end up like banging their forehead on the table going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
George Bush is still president.
We call it davening for democracy. What are we going to do? So, you know, I have not been disappointed in my disappointment. I think Obama got in and it was a disaster. I mean, they were just like cleaning up furniture for a couple of months. And anybody that they've appointed, they've been totally stymied about, you know, getting staffed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just think that he's playing catch up, and I am not giving up. I mean, I think it's not just been eight years of Bush. It's been since Reagan of, you know, I hate government, therefore I'm going to go into the Department of Education and destroy it. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, could we get some more positive people? So, you know, I mean.
Well, it's been a long slog, for instance, on health care, but I think we're going to get there.
Yeah, and I here's my thought. I think we should do health care based on party affiliation. Democrats, you get health care. Republicans, not so much.
That's right.
And, you know, independents, there's a huge copay. I can figure it out. I mean,
yeah, it'll just be like the Indian caste system. You just have a big R on your forehead. No, you don't get health care because you didn't want it, remember?
Why didn't you go off to Alaska and leave us alone? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I just, what is the option? We can't get depressed. We have to be optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do, I think that people have forgotten that you can actually have two thoughts at the same time. I can be disappointed in the progress of Obama, and I can still be optimistic that, you know, we just have to keep going and keep his feet to the fire. And if you don't like what's happening, then figure out what you're going to do.
Right. Well, sorry, I must say that I get
fired up today, isn't she? Oh, Granny. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, I was going to say, but I must say I get irritated sometimes with those kind of liberals that go, oh, that's it. I've had it. One term for him. It's like, really? Do you really want to go back to the George Bush kind of years?
Even, you know what, Liz Cheney running things?
I mean,
you know, what is her new thing? Keep America Safe from the Cheneys.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
No, I think, and one term, hello, we've just had barely 1 year.
Yeah, and how about this Jihad Jane? That kind of screws up their whole, we should be racially profiling. Wait a minute, it's a blonde chick.
I know. I think I saw her at Fairway.
She looks like a cocktail waitress I worked with once. So, Kate, you know, don't ask, don't tell, obviously. You know,
you
people have been.
That right now?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
All no, right. I think that, you know, people have been impatient on that. But again, I think that, you know, he is starting the process. I think what he's saying is that he can overturn it with executive order, but then the next president could just overturn it, right? He's trying to get this done permanently through Congress. What's your take
on
that?
I think what we are seeing hopefully soon is the aging out of cranky old West Point guys who, you know, it's just like, get out of here. The young people are fine. It works, you know, gay people in other militaries that we so admire are doing well. You know, it's like, get over yourselves. I think it's like the last gasp of that old military.
Right. Yeah, I love the who is the one Republican congressman that said we shouldn't have gays in the military because it might offend Muslims in whose countries we're in.
As opposed to the drones we're dropping?
Right, exactly. As opposed to the bombs.
Or as opposed to the Jews that we have in the military right now?
And women in the military, yeah. It might. We don't want to offend terrorists.
The last
straw. Was saying.
Oh, Lord. There's manners.
Exactly. So there are, you know, baby steps.
I like the old guys who go, well, if they're gays in the military, it will destroy the military. Excellent. We could put, you know, a flaming queen on a hillside in Iraq going, hello, and it would have been over and not a shot fired.
I think we know now why Eric Mass has been out front on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
right. Inquisition is not helpful for him in any form. Yeah.
Don't ask, don't tell about tickle parties and snorkeling, please.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tickle.
Just once. Okay, there was some groping. And on we go.
Yummy.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of the weirdest stories I've seen lately, right, Kate? I mean, it's interesting because it's not one of these hypocritical Republican guys. I mean, he's been a proponent of gay rights. It's just a weird story, isn't it?
It's just, I'm not in favor of outing gay people. I think it's a really personal choice. But I am in favor of outing hypocrites, you know, and I don't like outing because I think it's too punitive, but I do think that we have a responsibility to occasionally say, hey, you know, you can't be against us and be one of us, so you decide.
Well, it's this guy, what's his name, Ashburn, the representative in California,
right.
That, you know, just got
arrested.
He just came out as gay, but he has a zero rating, Kate. Gay, lesbian. I mean,
he has
at every turn voted against gay rights. You know?
How self-hating. And where are the, you know, the gay people who were at the bar with him who didn't, you know, like call?
Haven't been
it
talking
out?
About this, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we have to stop. I don't know. I just think we have to stop covering.
He said, and did you see his excuse? He said, he said, well, I was just voting the way my constituents want. I'm still going to vote like a bigot, so don't worry.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it steps forward, gay marriage legal in D.C. You know, I mean, it's I think we have some forward movement. I don't know what your take is on that and on Prop 8 and where this is all going. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think we're completely in a national conversation about the full moral equality of gay people, and it's manifesting in sometimes it's in gays in the military, sometimes it's on marriage equality, and I welcome the discussion, and I think every other civil rights movement has found that if you, like, it's one step forward and then it's, you know, you expect a backlash. So we do. The Prop 8 show trial in California, on same-sex marriage. I want one on same-old-sex marriage. I found that so offensive that we had to have this, like, we had to prove that we were okay. You know, how about just saying discrimination is wrong, period, end of story.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, we're going to hopefully take it to the Supreme Court to, you know, the old 5-4ers who believe that now that corporations are people. Where are we going?
Well, I mean, you know, I have to say, though, in terms of, as you say, the national conversation, I am heartened when you see people like Ken Starr coming out against the Liz Cheney's of the world on you know, them calling lawyers the Al-Qaeda 7 that are defending terrorists, and then Ted Olson, you know, making the conservative case for gay marriage.
Right. I think he's trying to make it up to us for Bush for doing such a fine job there. But you know, it is. I mean, I think actually that the GLBT movement has far more allies than we. Mm-hmm. You know, that we think.
Yeah.
And I think that this, like, there's the coming out years of the Clinton, and this, I think this is like the second coming out years in which we have to ask for our allies to speak up and also be there on bizarre, you know, healthcare reform issues, on immigration. I mean, it's like, you know, all those years of chatting about a coalition, it's, you know, this is the time.
Yep. And we are the people we've been waiting for, to steal
there
a phrase.
You go.
All right. Kate Clinton, meeting extraordinaire. Do you have any sort of newfangled high-tech way to get to find out what you're up to?
Well,
do you have a website?
Thanks for asking. There is the carrier pigeon. There are small dinner parties, but that's just a hard way to win over the world. So you can go to kateclinton.com, and that's my website, and you can buy product there. I've got a climate. I've got 8 CDs. How do I do it? I don't know. And every week we have, I do a video blog, and this week it's on the census, making sure that gay people fill out their census, put down their gender, mm-hmm. and also that they, you know, they write down their unmarried couples or their husband and wife or something. Because the information that we get off that is incredible. It's not that, you know, gay people are rich white gay men who live in gay neighborhoods, but actually we live in 99% of American counties.
What?
What?
Yes.
What?
No!
Okay, people,
no,
calm down.
We're surrounded. Batten down the hatches.
Everybody lock your doors.
And we're redecorating 84 of them.
Oh,
raise the portcullis. Okay. Change the drapes.
All right. Kate Clinton, go see Kate live if you can. She is amazing and brilliant.
Oh, and I'm going to be with Lily Tomlin in Staten Island on April 17th.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
Come it's on two, down.
It's 2 degrees of Stephanie Miller separation. Lily Tomlin coming up in 10 minutes.
I know.
All right.
Say hi
Kate
to
Clinton.
Lil for me.
Kate Clinton, you know what? Unfortunately, I'm going to have to reciprocate and have you. You'll have to eat my cooking. So good luck with that.
I just want to snuggle up to the dogs.
All right.
That can be arranged.
Okay.
KateClinton.com is the website. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, babe.
There she goes.
Yay.
Kate Clinton. 18
in
minutes.
In what sense is she going to be with Lily Tomlin? That's what I want.
In a comedic sense, Jim Ward.
Jim Louise Ward.
Oh, squeezy. Talk that way about comedy royalty. Turn it into hot girl-on-girl squeezy action.
Yeah, and if she wants to snuggle with the dogs, she can just live in New York in general, because once you take them outside, they basically expand into their normal size. And I think everybody has to buy a lint roller now because of your dogs. I'm fairly certain. Everyone in New York owns one because of you.
Right. All right. You know, kids, Hal Sparks, though he is a deadbeat doggy daddy, and my dogs have been deprived of a male role model, he did put up my P90X chin-up bar, which I am, you know what? It's a sense of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I can do one more pull-up every day. Because remember when you put it up, I was a little bit like, oh, I'm a girl. I don't have the arm strength. I can't.
And like, you can use a chair. You can start. There's lots of different methods.
You see, no matter who you are, you can do P90X. You can take the challenge with me. Because that's what people were. They're like, I'm not in good enough shape. I'm not. Well, that's what it's for. It gets you in shape. You can modify. You can, you can work at your own pace. But take the P90X challenge with Mama now. There is a 90-day radio exclusive in-home trial right now. You can try it for the full 90 days with me if you aren't completely satisfied. Return it for a refund. I do P90X. Hal Sparks does P90X. Mm-hmm. You should, too. You can do it at home. Every day is a different DVD. It's either, some kind of strength training, cardio, yoga. How about that plyometrics, huh?
Wow.
How about that ab ripper, yes?
Oh,
can
yeah.
I say one thing? Ow.
You know what? I have to say that I am actually getting abs because of P90X now.
Mm-hmm. Let me see on Skype.
No. Not right now.
I've got him on camera right now.
It's good. During the break.
Sparks.com.
During the break.
Uh-huh.
Call now, 800-509-9FIT. That's 800-509-9FIT. Or go right to StephanieMiller.com now. Click on the banner ad. Take the challenge with Mama. 20 minutes after the hour, right back with Lily Tomlin and more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Damn it, Jim. You made me snarf on my keyboard again. It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
No, I'm not.
No.
It is the
I'm
jelly for dinner.
My prep work, though.
I'm jelly for dinner, thanks. It is the Stephanie Miller.
Complete breakfast.
How many times have I heard that?
Uh-huh.
25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, I got this breaking news story a minute too late after Kate Clinton's gone.
What?
And the head of the ACLU was at her dinner party the other night. A northern Mississippi school district will not be hosting a high school prom this spring after a lesbian student sought to attend with her girlfriend and wear a tuxedo. They said her suit was backed by the ACLU. So now C. Bill O'Reilly is going to say that the ACLU is responsible,
mm-hmm.
not the bigoted school board in Mississippi.
The ACLU is for hot girl-on-girl action. Why am I complaining about this?
Since I have a history of being for hot girl-on-girl action.
Mississippi. They ruined the prom. They're lucky she doesn't go all Carrie on their ass.
Really?
My head's in Mississippi.
We're really shocked this is happening in Mississippi.
Yeah, I know. What?
Yeah. Huh? No.
It's like, yeah.
All right. So we've been talking about health care. Mitch McConnell, have you seen his latest strategy? He's trying to spook the Blue Dogs Democrats.
Boom. Boom. I just spooked you. Boom. Look at my upper lip. Scary, isn't it? Boom. My chin is receding into my Adam's apple. Very scary. I think my jaw's going to come out the back of my head and I'll be able to chew with my hair.
Oh, what's left of it?
He's trying to play on the nerves of wavering Democrats across the Capitol. I love the president's little joke about it. It's very touching, the leader's concern for Democrats. But he said he's been very free with his advice. Senator Mitch McConnell yesterday.
Americans have issued their verdict on this bill. Mm-hmm. They don't want it. It's that simple.
No, actually, the exact opposite is true.
Right.
And in every poll, everywhere, by everyone, by every Republican center, by every newspaper, by everybody wants it, and a lot of them are for the public option by an 80% margin.
And as we've said many times, Hal, if he really thought this was going to be the political death of Democrats, he'd just shut the hell up,
right.
Wouldn't he?
Uh-huh.
Democratic leaders knew the public didn't support their bill.
Right.
So they tried to jam it through on a party line vote.
Jam it down our approach.
When they had trouble with that strategy, they went for the kickbacks and special deals.
Special deal.
As a result, they lost their 60-vote majority.
That'll show them.
Can I just say, I'm the girl in the school with Jim that just keeps saying, do it again. I cannot get the Mitch McConnell imitation enough. Because it is that game you used to do where you made your top lip all dry so it would stick to your other teeth in high school. And you just remember you just do it for the entire class.
And you had no idea you were doing Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're ahead of your time.
Exactly. The teachers thought I'd never make anything of myself by doing that. You and Mary Murphy, stop doing that in the back. I'm like, yeah, well, someday. Okay.
So you got Mary Murphy to do all of your dirty work for you?
Well, she was the friend that would do that in the back of the class with me. That thing where we thought it was hilarious to have to answer every question in class with your lips stuck up like that.
Your teachers must have thought that you would never amount to anything.
And they were pretty much right.
No. If it weren't for you, most people would not have found out between their eggs and pancakes today what snorkeling was.
The exact definition. Thank you. You know, you can't afford to just have misimpressions out there.
Yeah,
I have to explain. It's an Urban Dictionary.
Did you see the other definitions for snorkeling?
No.
There are some other ways to do that act.
Oh, really?
Let me go back there now. 29 minutes after the hour. I'm easily distracted. I'm like a kitten with something shiny. What? Oh, all right. Back with that and comedy royalty, Lily Tomlin, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
How may I, in all humble servitude, be of assistance?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. What a show! What a show! Let me put my crown on. It's time for comedy royalty, everybody. I've waited my whole life to say good morning, Lily Tomlin.
Good morning, Stephanie. And this is Lily, and welcome to me.
I've missed you so. I have to thank you, because I'm sitting on a plane, opened up my Time magazine, reading. They do a celebrity thing every week. This was Lily's shortlist. And there it is, your favorite radio show. And I did a spit take. I did a spit take on the person next to me on the plane.
Oh, my God. I am so proud of myself, really, that I got that reception, that response. Listen, you know, you were like my little baby comedy sweetheart for so long. And then
I know.
Then you hit the big time, and what, no calls, nothing. One perfunctory call to a gathering that I got really late and was not even able to make. I've just been, you know, I'm passing toward retirement. I need a little boost from the youngster.
Yes, let's see now.
I used to go on your show when you were just starting out.
I know. Well, not many people know this. You got me my first agent in Hollywood, and you've been just, you know, my hero and my friend my whole life.
Yeah.
And so it's a whole.
I'm gonna overlook all that now.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Contact again.
Good. Now, I understand from your publicist that you have some sort of body of work. 6 Emmy Awards, 2 Tonys, a Grammy, 2 Peabodys, and a Mark Twain Prize.
Slacker.
Some people
and
just
I,
like
and
to...
And I once was a special guest on your first television show, and I count that among my laurels.
Yes, I'm sure that's right up there.
I really do. Stephanie.
No, I will have you know that...
I've been a big fan since KFI. Don't let me take over the show.
Oh, that's all right. Fine. I will tell you that I pestered the person on the plane next to me and every person I ran into in the airport. I'm like, did you see this? Lily Tomlin says I'm her. Do you see this right here? I'm her favorite radio show. So
I'm delighted, really, and I listen every morning, 6 to 9 in L.A.
And on AM 1150. Thank you very much. Yes, now I don't know if you know this, but we recently had Joanne Worley on as which
there you go.
That's exactly.
your pitch is better. I'm really good friends with Joanne, but I didn't hear her that much. I travel quite a bit on my trying to keep my stints going. I
got an email from George Slaughter yesterday, of course, the creator of Laugh-In, who's also a fan. So now I can die. It's the trifecta of Laugh-In.
Oh, that's so good.
And he told me to tell you no fart jokes on the show today. We almost were going to put in a bunch of doors so that we could just, you know, when we have a Laugh-In guest, we can just keep, you know, have you pop out of a door every time.
That would be good. The joke wall was fun. They talk about fart jokes. They did quite a few behind the door to keep everybody sort of broken up. Ruth is really good at blowing out her, you know, her bent elbow.
Yes. Now, you were at the Hollywood Theater at the MGM Grand this March 11th through the 17th.
Yeah, I'm opening tonight for a week, right. That's a lot of fun. It's a pretty good room. You know, it's a small room. It's 750, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun there. And you won't believe this, but I have an Ernestine slot machine that George made.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a penny. It's one of those. It has about 8 or 10 cross lines. And it's really funny. You know, Ernestine's all excited. Oh, you hit the jackpot! You hit the jackpot! She's dancing up and down. It's really kind of funny. You know, it's also embarrassing, but it's funny.
As someone who has actually rocked in the Edith Ann rocking chair out by your pool, that sort of thing, you know, just thrills me no end.
I have the rocking chair here too at the Hollywood Theater.
Do you?
Yeah,
really?
She has my rocking chair. Yes, and it really does rock. Actually, I remember when you sat in my chair, and you looked just like my best friend.
If you have not seen Lily Tomlin live, you need to do it before you die, because it is. Last time I saw you, I saw Search for Signs when you brought it back here in New York. And I got to drink champagne backstage with you and Jane, which not many people did, but
that's very special.
But that was also very special. But seriously, if you go to, do you have a website, or how do we get tickets for the MGM Grand?
Oh gosh, I guess you just call the MGM Grand.
Yeah, we have
online, mgmgrand.com or something.
We have a link to it up at stephaniemiller.com, so all of the information is right there.
Oh, that is so choice. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really nice of you. Thank
now,
you.
Lily Tomlin, since you had the good taste to mention as your favorite radio show in Time Magazine, you must be pretty politically plugged in. What is your feeling on the Obama administration and everything going on since the election?
Well, you know, how do I feel? I feel better than you do.
Okay.
I feel better. I mean, I'm pulling for the guy.
Me too.
I mean, of course I want. I know you're pulling. I'm still hoping. Wait a minute. That's not important. What's important that is Obama has big ears so that he can listen on the phone more. That's all that really counts is that he can hold one of those earphones right in his ear. Those earplugs, they fall out of my ear. I'm sorry. I have a dainty ear with a small opening and those little pipe things, those little round button things, those M&M things, they pop right out of my head.
Now, that's what I get annoyed at, whether it's, you know, the right wing who has always been, they've been shooting spitballs since before he got elected, but I get annoyed with the liberals that are getting too annoyed. That's what I think. We got to pull together and support him.
Well, good. Yeah, that's, I mean, I cannot believe how many liberals will take him down. It's like, how much, who else are we going to get at the moment? Mm-hmm. You know, let's try to make something happen, for gosh sakes.
Right.
I'm personally involved. I know you guys are fed up with health care, but I'm also working on SB 810, which is the single-payer bill that
right.
Sheila Kuehl introduced before she termed out, and now Mark Leonard's taken over. But let me tell them about the health care, because I'm the person that's spearheading the health care. You know, to give you an example, I've been going undercover at the Health Care Insurance Corp, and one of the things I overheard is that their policy was not covering one particular condition, and that was being blind, because it was a pre-existing condition. And I actually heard one of the health care deciders to say, you should have read the fine print. you guys are laughing. It's not quite as effective when she says she went undercover, because I'm the one really doing it.
Right. Yeah.
She wants to wield power against anybody. She doesn't care, Ernestine. She doesn't care. She wants to go where the real,
right.
you know, hammer is.
But you know, it's funny that
can you believe he's still out.
Well, that's like the whole joke behind Ernestine, but, you know, the faceless corporation, you know, back then it was the phone company, but that is the insurance industry. I mean,
phone company. We used to say, the phone company would say, we don't care, we don't have to, we're the phone company. You used to say, we don't care, we don't have to, we're a health care provider.
Right.
That's Gretna.
It's very close.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it would be a comedy sketch if it weren't so sad and people weren't dying. It's like, are you sick? Yes, well, then we can't help you. You know,
well, don't get me started on that, because, you know, profiting off of people's illness and profiting off of war are my two biggest screamers. The fact that anybody can make money at people's tragedies and absolute deprivation and horror is unbelievable. But how do we do it? Yes, I just hate it too.
Well, now, Lily, you know, the other thing that I know, you know, some people in liberal circles, you know, in terms of gay rights issues, like Don't Ask, Don't Tell or gay marriage, they feel like the, you know, the administration hasn't gone quickly enough. But, you know, I feel like we are moving forward on some fronts, aren't we, on Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
The fact that things are talked about over and over again, at least people used to be, the right-wingers used to be able to shut everybody down just by opposition. And then when we did have a right-winger in the office, they didn't say anything. They never even mentioned it. I mean, think back to just the Reagan administration. He wouldn't even mention the word AIDS. Literally wouldn't mention it. I think a lot of progress has been made.
Right. I always said if AIDS had made rich white Republican men's penises fall off, they would have cured it overnight, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
I think everything should be told, because I have been accused of telling lies many, many times, and I find that the truth has caused me more trouble than anything, but I like trouble.
You know, it occurs to me that while you're wildly talented, really schizophrenia is the way to get six Emmy awards.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm going to be like David Frye. Nixon's going to come out, and I won't be able to control it. I'll be Nixon or somebody like that. I'll be Condoleezza.
I'm just saying, there's a fine line between Sybil and a Tony Award winner, isn't there?
Oh,
Well, you know, I was up for that part of Sybil when Sally did it, Sally Fields, and of course I didn't get it because they said, well, nobody's going to take her seriously.
Right.
She's going to be all these crazy people and baby children and babies and old men and who knows what else, and they're going to just laugh, you know. But I think that's the burden I've had to bear, Stephanie, and I think it's come to you too, a person of.
And meanwhile, you're like, she stole that act from me, the purple kitchen and the green and the whatever, the green kitchen and the purple people. Yeah. So, Lily, what else are you working on? I mean, I love you in everything, but
damages.
I love you in film.
That's right.
I'm on Damages. I'm sure you don't get to see it because you get up so early. But, yeah, I'm on Damages. And
with Glenn Close.
With Glenn, right, of course, Glenn's show, and oh my God, it's we're almost done with it now, but I mean, it's there's still several episodes to air, but Stephanie, you couldn't keep, you had to go and I'm so excited when I talk about Damages. You'll have to go back and look at all the episodes because, you know, it's so complicated and unpredictable and changeable and exciting, and we're doing a kind of Madoff a crime this year, and I'm playing Mrs. Madoff. It's the Tobin family, but I'm Marilyn Tobin. I'm married to the big swindler.
Wow. Oh, cool!
And Marty Short is our family lawyer, and Marty's wonderful.
Really?
Wow. I gotta go get on the YouTubes because I have to just.
There's a whole other life out there that you early morning radio people miss.
Yes,
I know. I've been surviving on 9 to 5 reruns when I run across that on cable. And can I just say one of my and you know this, my favorite film ever, Incredible Shrinking Woman.
Oh my God,
I love
Rose
that film.
Incredible Shrinking Woman.
I love it, love it, love it. I love everything Lily. All right, and if you want to see Lily live, and you must do this, she's at the MGM Grand, the Hollywood Theater at the MGM Grand in Vegas, March 11th through the 17th. Lily, please mention my name much more often to Time Magazine and everywhere else.
Well, after being on, I'll probably get more opportunities to have national press.
Yes, I'm sure you will. You've had hardly any up till now. All right, Lily Tomlin, comedy royalty. Thanks, you, Lil.
Oh, and let me say hi to Jim and Chris. You guys are so wonderful.
Oh,
the three of you are just hilarious. You just after, you know, I have to tell you, Jane sleeps with a pillow speaker under her pillow so that she doesn't miss you.
Oh.
at 6 o'clock, you know.
Oh, well, thank you, Lily. Say hi to Jane for us.
That is a weird fun fact about the Pulitzer Prize winning Jane Wagner. She has a pillow speaker.
Love to you all. Really, I really enjoy it. Keep it up.
Tell Jane I enjoy having pillow talk with her.
Okay. All right.
All right. There you go. Lily Tomlin.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I don't even know what a pillow speaker is. But I love that story. All right. 47 minutes after the hour. Oh, speaking of odd stories out of Los Angeles, the woman that was talking on her cell phone in the movie theater, and then the guy complained, and then he got stabbed in the neck with a meat thermometer.
That's right.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
That's just another day in L.A.
That's what you get for looking like a side of beef.
I have some more thoughts about that as we continue in Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, God, that is so my humor.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Working 9 to 5.
Okay, my favorite 9 to 5 moment, when Lily is pretending she's a doctor. She has a doctor's coat on, and
yes.
They're like, you're a doctor, you should know. And she's like, I'm a doctor. I am. She looks at her name tag. I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor.
Buzz off.
I'm a doctor. Buzz off.
Why am I talking to you? Buzz off. Violet Newstead, please hold. Violet Newstead, please hold. Hi, this is Violet.
That's what we do when the phones are particularly busy.
Yes.
When Miranda or Rebecca are out there, Violet Newstead, please hold. Violet
Newstead,
please
hold.
Kristen
and I
have
been geeking out because Lily Tomlin knows
who
our
we
name.
Are. She knows who we
she
are.
She thinks I'm funny.
Yeah, they really were. During the break, it was adorable. They were like giddy cute.
That was the way when I first met her. She came out when I was a little baby radio DJ. I was just like, that was the whole first interview. I don't remember what I said.
Do you have that on tape?
Yeah, oh, God, that's been burned if I do.
Remember that
never
time
really came on my first radio show. I was like,
remember that time when you and the rest of the Beatles performed on the rooftop? That was awesome. stupid.
I do become the Chris Farley character.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the greatest. She's just a great. She's a great human being. In addition,
she
to
really
being
is.
A great mm-hmm. performer. So she's our Lily. Oh, all right. An Incredible Shrinking Woman. You have to check it out if you haven't seen it. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Concepcion!
All right. We're just yelling out the right, random Lily
Life Tomlin would go to pieces
phrases.
Without galaxy glue.
Yes! Uh-huh. All right. Now
I've memorized that movie. Wow.
Now we're totally geeking out. Jim, not since the time Larry David told me why Jim Ward is an amazing writer. Have you been so geeked out? All right. By the way, so Hal, did you hear this story? There was a woman in a movie theater talking on her cell phone, annoying people, and a guy complained, and then her friends came back later and stabbed him in the neck with a meat thermometer.
Oh.
Which apparently they just happened to have.
Yeah.
Well, everybody brings a meat thermometer to the movies.
It's really terrible.
Well, we were speculating that was it's across from one of those fancy kitchen stores, and that's all they could find.
Right.
Some sort of kitchen weapon.
They could have just had it like a weak junk drawer, in the kitchen. We're like, oh, all the knives are dirty. Everything's in the dishwasher. What do we got? I got these safety scissors, and I got a meat thermometer. Crack that off. Yeah, that's...
What got me thinking about my cell phone pet peeves, and that is a pet peeve of mine. Maybe it's because I'm old and cranky,
mm-hmm.
and I can remember a time when we didn't have cell phones.
Right.
You had to wait till you got home, you have a private conversation.
Make a phone call.
Okay, here's my pet peeve, because movie theaters, it is annoying, but on planes. Do you hate that? Why? No. I always get next to the person that's having a really loud, really long, really personal conversation, and they have to have it right up to the second we take off and right the second they land.
I thought you were into snorkeling.
Right.
What are you looking at?
Look, when I was talking to the travel agent, when I brought up snorkeling, you have to stop wincing because he'll know. He'll know. I mean real snorkeling, not bad snorkeling.
I'm talking about scuba diving.
We need euphemisms that are more confusing.
Am I just old and cranky? But what? First of all, I understand the, I just landed. I'll meet you at baggage or I'll meet you at the curb. What? Why do you have to have the whole come? You're going to see them in like 5 minutes or in like an hour, whatever.
Don't most people text anymore instead of
call?
Most Seriously. People text. They don't call anymore.
I'm sometimes confused why there's a mic on my phone like an earpiece at all.
And let me just say one thing. As you know, we are probably the most pro-gay rights show out there. For some reason, it's always the gay guy that I'm next to. And I can feel people in the planes homophobia. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's just because it's rude. It doesn't have anything to do with being gay. But they're always having a really loud, really gay conversation right next to me. swear to you, there was a guy. What was it, 2 weeks? Where did I go? 2 or 3 weeks. I swear to God, the guy, literally, the plane lands, and you hear him going, Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore. I'm here.
God.
We've landed. And then he's just on and on.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no. People that didn't even hate gay people are hating gay people. Now stop. Hang up the phone.
It's like a pride march on a family plan.
And then this last guy, he had one of those, he just was a really annoying laugh. Like, apparently, they're always talking to the funniest person in the world on the phone, and just every 20, 30 seconds.
Oh, what?
That is so funny. Yeah, that was the laugh.
Oh. That was,
that's not a laugh. That's not something else entirely.
That right behind me. Oh, and he told a delightful story about, he goes, oh my God, did I tell you the story about when I just picked out a mattress? I just bought a new mattress. Anyway, did I tell you the story about it? And I'm thinking, what person goes, I'd really like to hear that story.
Yeah, let's gather around. Yeah, hold on.
And then it
let's
was a really long,
snacks.
Boring story about picking out a mattress. Unless you're telling a story about getting a mattress at Sleep Train and telling them that Stephanie Miller sent you to San Francisco, I don't care.
That's the only mattress conversation you should have on a plane.
Well, it's your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Yes.
Exactly. Tell them Stephanie sent you. All right. See, if he'd said that, then I wouldn't have been annoyed.
Right.
If he said, Stephanie Miller said, to go to Sleep Train in San Francisco, then I would have been like, oh, all
right. Stephanie Miller's right in front of me. She said, I should have gone to Sleep Train like she says. I never should have. Stephanie Miller's such a bitch. Yeah.
That's so funny.
That guy's probably listening right now.
Oh, I hate you, you bitch.
I hate you and your ass face now. You are a bastard person. I used to listen every morning.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
All right.
And I'll tell you why I kept up with you people, because you're bastard people.
All right. I've gotten that out of my craw now. Stop having your loud private conversations while there's other people around. Okay.
We're not loud conversation people.
Thank you, Kevin Meaney's mother.
58 minutes after the hour, we got Right Wing World, we got Celebrity Stack, we got Representative Ron Kind, we got a full show. Don't go away, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. It's Hump Days with Hal Sparks on Thursday.
Huh?
I know. It's weird. Well, he's been off gallivanting.
It's true.
In the Orient.
Yes. Well, and Taiwan is a day ahead.
That's
so
right.
Oh.
I'm still on Taiwan time. Yeah.
So that's why there was such a delay.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a lot of emails about it. Was Hal okay with the earthquake? I'm like, I don't care. He left me and my children.
I'm going to watch them for a whole week so you don't have to put them up with strangers. I'm gonna walk them in the park. You know, I'm going to do the Iditarod.
Hal Sparks, not next week, the week after, we'll be doing Single White Female. He will be
Stephanie Miller.
He will be hosting my radio show, living in my apartment, and watching my dog.
Yes,
so
right,
enjoy.
Indeed. I'm going to come to work in a bill cap every day in really tight pants, and I'm going to go, I'm going to take a spinning class after and do a P90X.
And wear your Uggs. You got to wear Uggs.
I will wear Uggs, absolutely.
All right. StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Crystal Boy, voice deity Jim Ward, who is apparently... Lily Tomlin's in the Jim Ward fan club. Who is?
Yeah.
Me, Stephanie Miller. HalSparks.com. They are video screaming. Screaming.
Yes.
Screaming.
It's true.
That's
exactly what we're doing.
Oh, my God. We can see everything. I bet they are. You three are an attractive batch of male meat.
Yes.
So I bet you there are women online at HalSparks.com on the video stream going.
It's true. There's a little bit of that going on. No question.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, they're all shrieking in the chat room, by the way. Everybody's screaming in the chat room now. They're all yelling. Just so that,
God, look at Chris's arms.
Right.
They're incredible.
Oh, they're live screaming.
All right. Yeah. We are, a tickle fight has broken out in the
tickle
chat room.
Tickle fight. Four guys jumped on top of me like an orgy in Caligula.
This is Sparta!
I grabbed a guy. I groped a male staff.
What does that mean? Did we have...
No. Don't be silly. It was all hands.
I did. Not only did I grope him, I tickled him until he couldn't breathe.
He poked his finger in my chest while I was taking a shower.
Tickle fight. Okay, you're a fireman coming out over here. Bring a hose over here. We're standing with hoses.
Hey.
Huh?
Oh, hey.
Tickle fight.
The whole schmazole.
Tickle fight.
This ain't exactly a Dunkin' Donut fest.
This is Sparta!
Oh, indeed it is Sparta.
Ken in Cleveland. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Fireman coming out, standing with hoses.
All right.
Dude, I hope that was edited.
This isn't a Dunkin' Donut fest?
What's a schmazole? Does that have anything to do with snorkeling? I don't know what I don't speak Massa anymore. I'm confused by the whole thing now. All right. You know, Hal, you can confirm this as you have stayed with Mama been there for cocktail hour a couple times.
Yes.
I need some of these signs. Officials in a Romanian town have ordered bright red signs complete with the phrase, "Attention, drunks." Ten road signs.
Is that with a comma or an apostrophe?
Yes.
An exclamation point.
Talk about surrender.
Attention, drunks.
Yeah. No, well, this is what happened because drunk pedestrians are getting run over. The 10 road signs, which also show a person crawling on their knees while clutching a glass in one hand.
That's wow.
Were erected in a popular night spot close to the city's bars and restaurants. He said officials took action after a despairing number of accidents. He said it was not motorist's fault, but blamed it on the town's pedestrians, who were apparently staggering and falling
hammered
and laying on in the roads.
That's great. So are you going to get one? Or
I think I need to get one.
In between your place and the wine bar that you took me to?
Wait, you have a wine bar downstairs?
Not in my house. No. Down the street. Up Columbus. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Do you have a liquor store nearby?
She owns that place.
Oh, please. It's Manhattan. There's one on every block.
Oh.
It's like Nirvana for Mama.
Yeah, if Steph did Foursquare, she'd be the mayor of those places. She'd be like, sort of locked up that whole. Steph M. is the mayor of Wine City.
I actually bought a bunch of wine the other day, and the guy goes, if you buy two more, you get 10% off. I'm like, well,
ooh,
all right.
Okay, then.
Let me go back down the aisle.
Did I or did I not bring you a bottle of wine when I came last
you
time?
You did. Yeah. You did. And you're so cute because you don't drink. So you're like, I don't know what it is.
I don't know
is,
what end of this bottle to open. I'd do it for you, but I might get glass in the glass. So here.
Yeah, I don't drink wine either, and I always got intimidated taking wine over to Stephanie's house.
Yeah.
I'd be at the store, I'm like, okay, this label looks good. I don't
she must be good at it.
What
now.
Is this swill? Get out of here.
Like, this will be good in my morning smoothie.
Everyone knows that was a bad year for Pinot Noir.
They don't grow Pinot Noir in Antarctica.
Right.
What are you, insane?
Where do they get ice wine from then?
Oh, it's a nice Idaho Chardonnay.
Ooh.
Wow.
Particularly aftertaste, yeah.
Exactly. I'm guessing drinking was involved here in Jersey. Mystery Knitter is outfitting tree branches and lamp poles in New Jersey.
What?
The Midnight Knitter has struck out here in West Cape May, New Jersey. They're covering tree branches and lamp poles with little sweaters under the cover of darkness. The mayor says police are looking into the gorilla crocheting. First Naomi Campbell, and now we have the Midnight Knitter.
Terrible.
On the loose here on the East Coast.
I think gorillas could crochet.
Yeah.
The dexterity.
Right, exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah. And you'd think they'd hurt themselves with the needles if they started to, if they had to do a strength display at the last minute.
Yeah.
And cut their chest and drive the needles right into their chest.
Oh. Hey, speaking of gorillas, there was the person at the dinner party the other night that does work. I've never heard of this. It's for an organization that holds dance benefits to benefit the great apes. And I was like, wow, it's like Diane Fossey meets Bob Fossey.
There you go.
I've never heard of a combination before. You see.
That's funny. The comedy is a thing.
Yeah, I got the laugh of the dinner party.
It's like Greystoke the musical.
All right. Let's dive into the celebrity stack, shall we? Oh, by the way, we just spoke to Lily Tomlin, who you can see in Vegas. Coming, guess what else you can see in Vegas? Amy Winehouse is going to remarry her ex in Las Vegas.
Oh, dear. Oh.
She's going to remarry Blake Fielder Civil, which will make it a civil ceremony, I suppose. Not really a real marriage.
That's a whole Cirque du Soleil show right there.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Exactly. All right. The Academy, thank God, they have finally apologized for leaving Farrah Fawcett out of the Academy Awards in
memoriam. I can't believe how many people were up in arms about that.
I know.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Yes, they apologized. They said apparently it wasn't an oversight. They did it on purpose.
Really?
But she was in Saturn V. How can
Yes. She said because she was better known for her television work, they thought that she would be more appropriately honored by the Emmys.
But Michael Jackson was more known for his music
yeah,
work.
Right. Yes,
he
exactly.
was in the montage.
Yeah, I don't remember Captain EO being nominated at any point.
Or the Wiz.
Yeah,
actually, they said they were afraid of the bloggers if they left Michael Jackson out. He said, think of all the blogging we would have gotten if we'd left him out.
And then what happened when they left out Farrah Fawcett?
The bloggers.
Right. Yeah.
Farrah's got bloggers.
But they're less aggressive bloggers, I guess.
Yes, they are.
Well, they died on the same day, which was...
I think they were saying he was in a recent movie, but it was a documentary.
About how weird he was. I guess, all right, great.
It really sucks for Farrah because they died on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
She died first, and people were sad, and then all of a sudden Michael Jackson died, and so everybody
and
forgot about
it. Right.
Farrah, which, is awful. I know it.
Interestingly enough, though, I think... because Michael died on the same day, and people were like, that's sad that Farrah's going to get eclipsed by it, that she was actually in the conversation equally with Michael Jackson for a couple weeks afterwards, which she probably would not have been had she not died on the same day as he. So it's an interesting, obviously it doesn't do her any good, but her family, at least people were noticing.
And they failed to mourn Tom Sizemore's career. So
That's true.
Listen, to every girl that grew up like I did in the 70s wanting to be her and going to every hairstylist with a Farrah picture going, can I look like this? And the hairstylist going,
no,
you look like an Armenian dude with a unibrow. No, you're never going to look like this.
They couldn't even give you a dormy Dorothy Hamill do.
Wow.
But good luck. Good luck with the rest of your life. You're lucky if you end up with a fart joke radio show. That's where you're going. All right. Chris, I don't know. I understand that you felt you had to send me Corey Feldman's statement on Corey Haim's death. But mm-hmm. Okay. He was doing very well until the end when he said, I hope that the art Corey left behind. I don't know if that was remembered.
Corey Haim, again, looking more like prescription meds, which I, you know, is a conversation yes. that I think needs to be had more often.
Yes.
That this is really the drug of choice that is taking people down. Heath Ledger, Brittany Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a chain here that people need this. They hand out these drugs willy-nilly.
Like candy.
Yeah. And it's not and to people who are not used to a consistent lifestyle where they can take them on a schedule like they're supposed to. And Corey Haim was a wreck.
Yes.
For the last few years, especially.
And if you saw the two Corys, that reality show, he was the messy one in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a mess back then. No, exactly. I don't get that when people go, oh, it was prescription. Like that's okay.
Yeah.
People that were attending Rush Limbaugh, they were like, oh, it's prescription. Well, the doctor doesn't prescribe 1,000 a week.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's
in combination with other drugs.
Right. And alcohol and, and horrible diet and sleeping patterns and natural health problems.
And then taking other drugs to counteract the side effects of the other drugs.
And I guess earlier in the week, he had turned down the opportunity to appear on Celebrity Rehab.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, wow. So in a completely unrelated story to drugs, Lindsay Lohan. So this is the weirdest story. So she's suing E-Trade because she's saying that baby named Lindsay, it's her or
the milkaholic?
Yes, I...
Oh,
Lindsay
making...
Lohan apparently called her mom bawling after seeing the E-Trade commercial about a milkaholic baby named Lindsay, and looks like Dina's in on the lawsuit.
Oh, God.
She said, Lindsay's mother said, there are little babies doing this, mocking another child who's just trying to survive Hollywood, basically.
What? She thinks highly of herself, too, doesn't
she? Superficial writes, did Dina Lohan seriously just chastise the babies in the E-Trade commercial for mocking Lindsay?
Yeah.
The CGI altered probably not even a year old babies? How high is this entire family? Her claim, how is that she's a one name, like Cher or Oprah.
Or Madonna.
People just, know that Lindsay means, you know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we know who she is. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Buckingham.
Oddly, that did not pop to mind when I was watching the E-Trade commercial.
No.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour, more Celebrity Stack, Right Wing World, and much more as we continue Hump Days with Hal Sparks on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
You up for a round of word association? What do you think when I say incorporate your business or form an LLC? How about wills, trust, and powers of attorney? If you answered LegalZoom.com, brilliant thinking. But what if I said trademarks, patents, real estate, small claims, uncontested divorce, even bankruptcy help? I hope you thought of LegalZoom first for these legal documents, and here's why. LegalZoom empowers people like us, people with zero legal experience, people who may wonder if they can really create their own superb legal documents. You can. LegalZoom makes it happen incredibly fast and easy. They even have free customer support to help you. Remember, for personal and business online legal documents, think LegalZoom first. LegalZoom puts the law on your side. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter Stephanie in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I got to get the weirdest emails when Hal Sparks is on. Melanie writes, Steph, Hal's nose is so cute. Do you ever bite it?
What?
Wow.
What?
Huh? Is there an urban myth dictionary name for doing that?
I've never asked to bite Hal's nose. Or we haven't snorkeled. We haven't tickle partied. None of it.
That's not true. We almost tickle partied.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There's a new Brangelina book out, Tell All. I think we covered this part, didn't we? That she was sleeping with Johnny Lee Miller and Ralph.
Ralph Fiennes. It's spelled Ralph, but when you pronounce it Rafe. I don't pronounce it Rafe. I pronounce it Ralph. Other people can be talked into pronouncing it Rafe.
And she had just ended a four-month relationship with Colin Farrell. She's done everybody, basically, is the story.
That's fantastic. It's great. If you're going to sleep with somebody, work your way through those group, that group of people.
Angelina and Ralph Fiennes met for regular S&M sex sessions at a hotel in London, reportedly, according to the... we've got Squeezy's attention. news that girls are more interested in. She's had a nose job and laser eye surgery, according to the book. And this part is going to be the most explosive. They have five nannies for six kids. Every older kid has a nanny. The twins have to share one.
Oh,
that's
going to
be years of therapy. They have to share a nanny, for God's sake. What kind of life is that?
Billy Bob Thornton years. You talked about knife play.
Yeah, totally.
You shared a nanny.
Shut up.
With your brother?
Listen, I've been made to feel like a bad dog parent.
Are there pictures?
People, you think I'm psychotic, Hal, about my dogs. Yes. People in Manhattan, there was a woman once in the off-leash area. She has like two little tiny dogs, and she was looking at my giant dogs, and she's like, oh, how many times do you... You know, I have three different dog walkers and a dog daycare center for my dog. My dogs go out six times a day. I was like, huh? Oh, no. So much pressure here for parenting. You have to get them right into the right dog preschool, or they never get into the right dog college.
It's all very New York. The whole thing. I don't understand it.
when is he going to get braces?
That's right.
Yeah, when you're getting your dog's braces.
Apparently Max needs braces. I didn't know. All right. So Star Magazine, I think we've heard about this, but Celebici. Reporting, Katie Holmes is apparently undergoing the intense auditing by the Church of Scientology in preparation for her second pregnancy. Star even chose a photo of Katie looking a bit pregnant, although that's not hard to do. She's been looking pregnant off and on for a year. I'm starting to think she's a really bloaty girl with bad posture.
Oh.
That's a little bitchy. Come on.
Oh. Yeah.
Katie, that's what they're saying. She's going to be getting pregnant for the second time against her will. The Star's headlines continues, Katie's prenatal Scientology lessons and agonizing detox as Tom tightens the leash.
Is it wise to go through detox while you're pregnant? That seems...
Especially the high niacin stuff that they're known for.
Right.
I can't imagine that that's particularly
good. You can overdose on
Maybe
that.
Maybe it makes the baby's brain more malleable when it comes out.
Finally, it's a story that will make John Mayer look good. Gerard Butler on Jennifer Aniston. I trimmed her bush. Oh.
What?
Huh?
But then it turns out it was a little joke. He gave an interview to a magazine where he said... He revealed it happened at her Christmas tree trimming party. He said over Christmas, Jennifer had a tree trimming party. I trimmed her bush. He quickly said, oh, don't put that in.
We're a Sparta! I trimmed her bush!
Okay. Dennis Hopper's estranged wife is refusing to leave his estate.
Oh, this is sad.
Yeah.
Oh, estranged wife. You just said strange.
Strange.
Well, I think both apply.
Both may be true in this case. This is how you know it's gotten bad. He got a restraining order in addition to filing for divorce. She insists her current dwelling in the guest house is so far away from the main house it shouldn't matter.
He's dying of cancer.
Yes. His doctor, by the way, said it's my belief and recommendation. The less Mr. Hopper has to do with his estranged wife this time, the more likely he is to have his life extended. She's a bit of a pack rat, too. His lawyer said she's effectively looted the star's home of more junk than can be imagined. After it emerged, she entered his property twice to take items she claimed belonged to her, including a laundry basket, some children's toys, a wastebasket, a cotton ball holder, an alarm clock, some towels, a magazine rack, toothbrushes, and a coffee cup.
It's like the end of The Jerk.
Yeah.
I need this. I need a chair. And a paddle
There's a 99-cent store in every corner in L.A. You can get a cotton ball holder, you cheap bitch.
I need the paddle game and the remote control and the magazine. I don't need anything else. I need this
chair.
I need this chair.
I don't need the TV, just the remote. So you can't watch TV.
Right.
29 minutes after the hour. Back with Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Do you have any red wine? I'm out of red wine.
Yeah, like 2,000 bottles.
That's close to true.
Yeah.
It actually sounds like her voice.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, the Dow is down 9 points. It is Hump Days with Hal Sparks on a Thursday.
What? Huh?
Yeah, I know. We're bending time.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere to join the tickle party. Let's dive into the right-wing world, shall we, kids? You know, proving once again that facts have a well-known liberal bias, like the Harvard study showing that 45,000 people, Americans, die a year because they don't have health insurance. Here now is the drug-addled gas bag, Rush Limbaugh.
Their very act of passing this is going to retard the improvements you talk about. It's going to penalize and punish research and development. In drugs, it's going to stop medical progress and advancement in hospitals' treatment dead in its tracks. Mm. It's bogus anyway, because everybody gets treated at the emergency room. There's nobody dying because they don't have insurance. Not in this country.
Really?
The whole thing is bogus.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Something he's been experimenting with, some of those drugs he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's like the stimulus hasn't created one job.
Right.
So nobody dies in America because right, not sure. One person.
Well, in the other case, they do a great job diagnosing cancer in emergency rooms. They have, you know, that's the place to go if you have signs of MS or, you know. Or,
yes, and not to mention the fact that that's what's breaking our medical system.
Right.
People that don't have insurance go to the emergency rooms for primary care
yeah.
And then we all pay for it.
Right.
But, you know, the rest doesn't understand you unless you also have a $400 million contract and can pay cash for your health care and don't need insurance. Otherwise, he doesn't understand.
But still, you enjoy union nurses and union, you know, medical assistance in Hawaii, let's say. I don't know when you have a medical issue while you're there.
And also, I don't know if you heard, but he threatened to go to Costa Rica if health care reform were passed.
Uh-huh.
They have a public-private hybrid down there, medical system. So he'd be enjoying a system much like what they're proposing here?
Yeah, Jim speculated that perhaps during the heart attack, he might have softened his stance on union help.
Yeah.
Oh, I would put this paddle on you, but I'm in a union. We're going to get have to get a non-union person to touch that prop. I guess we can't. Okay. too late. Oh, well.
Damn it.
Glenn Beck on God knows what. Okay, go ahead.
We are going to go down in world history as a suicidal nation when we lose everything. Environmentalists, let me ask you this. Show me Alaska. Can you bring up Alaska or show me the original chart here?
Ooh, it's a chart.
Do you really think that when our country goes under, you don't think the Russians are going to climb over the pole to claim a land they already says is theirs?
What?
This is the big...
Why are we going down as a country? Because of Obama, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Because there's a black guy in the White House.
Right.
Why doesn't anybody see it?
Don't you realize?
Is everyone blind?
Somebody said he's going to turn the Eric Massa thing into gold. He's going to become a conspiracy there. The White House is sprinkling everybody with crazy dust. Or gay dust or something. On your neck.
Snorkeling dust.
Did he consult Sarah Palin on this theory? Is this what, you know...
Russia from my house. I can see him
Putin's
climbing
head.
Down the pole.
Yeah, they'd have to climb over Putin's head, first of all.
Yeah,
to get to
when
Alaska.
He's, you know, he rears his head.
Putin sliding down the bat pole into Alaska.
Yeah, keeping an eye on him up there. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim Quinn, he's a new addition to Right Wing World.
He's been in there before. He's the host of The War Room with Quinn and Rose.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's one of those hard-to-find right-wing radio shows?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
On the internet?
I think this is a gay marriage slippery slope type argument thing.
Mm-hmm. Animals suing? Well, for most people, the very idea is a surreal fantasy out of a Far Side cartoon. Well, once upon a time, so was gay marriage, which is an oxymoron.
No, not really.
You see, now your ferret can sue you. You
right.
See, because we let gay people get married.
Nice.
Uh huh.
That's kind of
idiotic.
Yeah. No. False parity. What a surprise.
Yeah. They're not good at debate and argument on the right, are they?
Not at all.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what
all
happens.
Right.
You let gays get married, and then anything is possible. That was the last straw. Mm-hmm.
So if she weighs as much as a duck, then she's made of wood. And therefore...
A witch!
A witch!
You know what? That was pretty close.
Yeah, that's basically
that
what it is.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Hannity and the Democrats are out of control. We're out of control.
All right, the infighting among the Democrats sparked by their efforts to pass a health care bill has gotten so out of control, I'm not even sure they can keep track of this. Now, first, there's the showdown between Rahm Rambo Deadfish, you know, the naked one, Emanuel, and the San Francisco Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. Now, the naked one has been pushing the administration's March 18th deadline to pass a bill, but Speaker Pelosi is not having any of it.
I can't get that image out of my head, Emanuel and Pelosi in the shower.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I said earlier, Jim, is Nancy Pelosi's lucky there's not co-ed showers, because Rahm Emanuel will be poking her in the chest about the March 18th deadline.
In what way? Precisely what way?
He's the naked one, Jim, see, because he's naked when he takes showers.
Of course, Nancy's chest is probably in the vicinity of her knees. When I'm just saying she's
a grandmother.
Amply endowed.
Michelle Malkin on the Hannity Show on healthcare as well.
I think this thing is DOA. The longer it drags out, and it is dragging out, not just because of us evil Republicans who hate poor and sick patients, as the left is always trying to paint us, but the fact that there are so many nervous Democrats. And I understand, you know, I'm nervous too about some of the pro-life Democrats, but they have been holding strong, and there are people who are calling them all across the country.
Yeah. Well, I think the good news there is she just admitted that they hate poor, sick people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, she didn't actually revert any of that. She didn't go, which is not true. Like, there was not a moment where she stopped and went, we care about them because we do this, this, and this.
And they're saying it like it's a bad thing.
Right.
We're proving once again that is always been their health care plan is just, hurry up.
Just die.
And, yes. God.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
Prostitute toe sucker Dick Morris. Oh, guess what, Jim? It's more of that hilarious Bill O'Reilly humor that always involves animals for some reason.
I think that it is very possible we could defeat this. Pelosi is not scheduled to vote.
Is there a mouse in your pocket?
What is
I'm
we?
Fighting.
We
could,
I am spending morning, noon, and night fighting them.
Okay.
Is there a mouse in your pocket? He is moderately pleased to see me.
Well, apparently, Dick Morris has a beluga whale in his pocket.
He's got something in his pocket.
He's huge.
What?
Huh? What? How would you know this?
Yeah. No. I mean, as a person, he is.
A giant.
Yes.
He's a rotund gentleman.
In his general pants. In his pants overall.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Lord.
Oof.
Boy, did I blow that one.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
So
what?
As it were.
Oh,
boy,
man.
Did you snorkel that
Keep
one?
Keep digging, kid.
Oh, still see the top of your head.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of humor, Dennis Miller on O'Reilly.
He's about to be gossiped more than the Black Dahlia that was gossiped about. And the reason I think he voted no on Obamacare bill is he found out they would not finance twice daily prostate examinations.
Huh?
Who is he referring to?
Eric Massa.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
That's hilarious.
Gotcha. Not remember, quite enough obscure
when,
references.
Remember when Dennis Miller used to be a comedian?
That was when Rick Overton was writing for him.
Yeah. That's true. Right. Or he was taking from Rick. Yeah. You know what? It's funny because even though he's not funny anymore, you can still feel that he cares about people.
All right, that concludes another right wing world.
I'm Dennis Miller, and I'm dead inside. That should be his radio show tagline.
All right, hey Jim Ward, there's another Kim Jong Il book. There's a tell all, but a defector
pop up book, coloring book. Inside the lines.
It's by an army colonel, Kim Jong-rul. He describes the dozens of villas and beautiful furnishings included in the lavish lifestyle of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. He says he realizes he is now in danger. He said, maybe I'll be shot or killed in the next few days, but now I can die with a clear conscience. He escaped North Korea in 1994.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, but he's written of the lavish lifestyle of the Kim Jong-il.
Oh, I got a lavish lifestyle on my viras.
With your Pacers and your Zegnuts.
Yeah. In the bottle of cutty sock.
There's a lot of beautiful furnishings, apparently, in his dozens of villa, in his very lavish lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
He probably sits on the furnishing drinking, what's that?
Ragavulin. Single malt scotch. Actually, I like a beanbag chair. Something I invite Dick Morris over. I just sit on him. Like a big beanbag chair.
Okay. All right. That was.
I like where this is going. I think it should just let him run with it.
I think. I pretended in the 1970s. Got on a break right poster on my wall.
Okay. Oh, hey. Speaking of entertainment, all did y'all see Patrick Kennedy on the House floor? He was talking about the mainstream media and what they're covering and how many people were covering them talking about the war, etc.
Anybody wants to know where cynicism is that there's two press people in this gallery. We're talking about Eric Massa 24/7 on the TV. We're talking about war and peace, $3 billion, 1,000 lives, and no press. No press. You want to know why the American public is fit? They're fit because they're not seeing their Congress do the work that they're sent to do. It's because the press of the United States is not covering the most significant issue of national importance, and that's the laying of lives down in the nation for the service of our country. It's despicable, the National Press Corps right now.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, he's
dead on is what he is.
Yeah.
You know.
That's... Yep, and then it's those people that are called crazy because he's, you know, unhinged or whatever. But, you know, it's really true.
Well, he's retiring, so he has nothing to lose, so he can speak truth to power now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
They degrade women and beavers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
More bad news for Republicans, good news for America. The number of jobless claims, I believe, dropped unexpectedly again.
Oh,
and we'll talk
no.
to economist Christian Weller about that tomorrow. And also, Fridays with Fuglesang?
Yes.
John Fuglesang will be here in the New York Bureau with Mama. All right, we continue Hump Days with Hal Sparks on a Thursday.
Huh?
I don't, it's all...
That'd be sort of a thump day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, whatever works. I'm fine with that. It's Tickle You Thursday. That's what it is.
Every day is Tickle Me.
Yes.
Tickle Me Steph Day.
Tickle Fight. We're going to totally have a tickle fight when I come before, you know, like when you're walking me around the apartment going, okay, they need to be fed at this hour.
Yeah.
You need to walk them at this hour. I'm going to start tickling you. Go, this is serious. And I'm going to start keep tickling
here's
you.
Here's some rawhides and here's some biscuits. Don't confuse what time they get which.
All right. I have a lot of old dog lady stuff to tell you about. Hal Sparks will be filling us in for us, not next week, the week after.
Yep.
He will be, it will be very single white female. He will be staying in Mama's apartment, watching Mama's dogs, and hosting. He will be
Stephanie Miller.
The weekend.
Yes, I'll have a lot to talk about.
Living the dream.
He'll be Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Right, exactly. All right. I'll wear a bill cap every day, and I'll do spinning. It'll be fun.
And
all right, since I have my, it's dude day here on the Stephanie Miller Show, I have my male harem there in Los Angeles. There's a new study out. Women may live longer. It appears men are more likely to go out with a smile. A study published by the British Medical Journal found that the sex lives of men tend to significantly outlast those of women, even though women live longer.
Yes.
Men can expect to be sexually active until they hit 70, while women remain sexually active till about 66. Meanwhile, researchers found only half of women aged 75 to 85 who remained active rated their sex lives as good. You know what? Who I blame? Bob Dole. I blame Bob Dole.
Yeah.
The popularity of Viagra advertisements has helped. That's what happens. We have a bunch of Viagra-crazed older men.
Lenny, get over here.
That will not stop. And so...
I can hold a pen with it now.
What was his famous line about the Red Cross?
You're going to need the Red Cross, not through with you, lady.
That's right.
Yeah. She was president or whatever, chairman.
See, they
the
need
Red
to
Cross.
Invent a Viagra for women. So, that, you know what I mean? It's just that's the problem. Is that, you know, how many times can you be on a beach in a bathtub at that age and be...
Right.
Be wow, for the glove of... Again?
Where's the bathtub? I can't do it without the bathtub. Damn it.
There's something erotic about being in a cold tub next to someone else, with just barely within arm's reach.
Those commercials just not realistic to me. Have you seen what is that couple? They're doing laundry, and then suddenly it becomes again.
Oh,
this
is the one where
the
they're painting or something, and the wife is standing on the ladder, and it's, oh, nice ass. And then, you know,
yeah, right.
And then, bow wow. And then the guy on the TV agreed with me, and that's a sign. I got the message there.
Hey,
I don't know what I'm not sure anyone gets turned on doing laundry like that. They just somehow look at each other over the laundry basket.
You know,
spin
what?
Cycle. I like it.
In all this, I never realized in all these years how delicious you were when you were adding a dryer sheet.
Even
you
know, fabric I've just got a softener can't soften this.
Oh, exactly. Dude.
I've just got a small load. You can do it by hand. If you
That was too much, I think.
See, then I went one too far.
I'll tumble you dry.
All right, we've run out of washing machine analogies.
Right, that's true. Although sitting on the washing machine while it was going used to be an old trick. Yeah, like the old laundry room sex. Yeah. Well, now they run too smoothly.
Yeah.
Now everything is technology.
That reminds me, Hal. I'll have to tell you where the washer and dryer are in my apartment.
Absolutely. Where?
She goes, bow, bow. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's downstairs. Follow me.
Oh, I know where they are.
Wow.
I've got a whole thing planned.
Bring a Wawa pedal. It's kind of... Can't do it without Wawa.
Representative, Representative Nancy Pelosi talking about health care.
We have no more time to think about it. The decision time is here, and that's it.
Okay, then. All righty.
And Bart Stupak, who Rachel Maddow did a great show last night talking about how his, his little gang of 12, where was it? He came out, he's been on every TV show, like the, I got a gang of, and it turns out there's maybe three or four guys.
Unless the language changes, there's at least 12 Democrats who have said they could not vote for health care unless we get to keep the current law, which says no public funding for abortion.
Yeah, as Rachel said, this has been about Bart Stupak getting on TV. Yeah.
Right.
All the time. That's what this
has been
about. At
least Stupak is Polish for asshat.
Mm-hmm. Stupid. Representative Joe Donnelly, Democrat of Indiana.
From my reading of it, it does permit federal funding for abortion-related services in the Senate bill as it stands today.
Oh, it doesn't.
And so that is a fatal flaw.
Oh, wow.
It is
You're
my
a fatal
understanding
flaw.
You can make gold from lead.
Right.
You're a fatal flaw of the Democratic Party, in my opinion, along with Blanche Lincoln.
I have put out a statement several weeks ago that I oppose using reconciliation for passing health care, and I still stand by that. I still oppose using reconciliation for health care, and will continue to.
Yeah, because it'll make her...
That'd be rude. That'd be rude.
She'll have to vote, and people will see her vote against it. She can pretend to be for it for as long as the vote never comes up.
Right.
Or she can go, well, there are issues with it, and blah, blah, blah. But when she has to fully do what her masters tell her, as far as, you know, people who are supporting her campaigns and whatnot.
Kathleen Sebelius, by the way, confronted the insurance executives at their conference Wednesday. Here was a novel idea. She challenged them to perhaps not spend those millions in anti-reform advertising dollars. You could put that toward cutting premiums.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
what did they say?
Crickets.
Says no.
Right. But thanks for asking. All right, John Roberts, did you hear about this? This controversy that stretched back to the State of the Union when we saw the Alito bobblehead doll?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, who said that?
Simply not.
No, that's not right.
That's
not
true.
Right.
That's
80%
true.
Of the American people say,
yes,
that was a bad ruling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The right-wingers like to whine about the wrong setting, don't they, Jim? John Boehner, the summit wasn't held in the right setting, and John Roberts said it wasn't.
It's the issue of the setting, the circumstances, and the decorum. The image of having the members of one branch of government standing up, literally surrounding the Supreme Court, cheering and hollering, while the court, according to the requirements of protocol, has to sit there expressionless, I think is very troubling. And it does cause you to think whether or not it makes sense for us to be there. To the extent the State of the Union has degenerated into a political pep rally, I'm not sure why we're there.
My canning bed was in the wrong setting.
Yeah, seriously.
I burnt to a crisp. Someone doused me with Rob Roy's.
You know what? The president has a right to express an opinion which is in line with 80% of the American people, and people in the chamber reacted.
Yeah.
It's like, what? That's the wrong setting for him to express, but for the president to come and talk about it.
What would be the right setting? like in a bathyscaphe in the bottom of Mariana's Trench.
Yeah, one word he agrees with everything Scrotus does. That's where apparently.
In a sensory deprivation tank with no mics or cameras anywhere nearby. Right.
All right, HowSparks.com is the website. We have been video streaming there all morning.
It's true.
The L.A. Tickle Party has, anyway.
It's true. I'll be in Fort Lauderdale next week, by the way, at the improv there. So I'll be here to do the show, though. I'll be here Wednesday morning, the actual hump day. Yeah.
Yes. I'll see you that.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Chris Lavoy, Jim Ward, and Miranda Moreno.
That's right.
Rebecca will be back in April, 58 minutes after the hour. That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What's that?